Great news, everyone. Fictional Reality is now able to offer a discount at checkout for an awesome virtual tabletop program that we have used for years, even before the podcast began. It's called Arkenforge. We have mentioned it time and time again on the show for its easy-to-use map-making, ambience and sound effect integration, and even its campaign tracking aspects. And now we can really spread the love to you. Use keyword FICREAL, that's FICREAL, at checkout and save yourself some gold. At arkenforge.com, they offer a 30-day free trial and have deals on bundles happening all the time. Treat yourself and your players to some high-quality audio visuals, whether you're in the deep dark dungeon, sloshing your way through slimy sewers, visiting bustling city streets, sailing the high seas, cruising a neon metropolis, navigating the stars, or surviving the wasteland. You can make fiction a reality with Arkenforge. So don't hesitate to go see for yourself, and remember to use keyword FICREAL before checking out, and tell them Brackish and Haplo sent you. Welcome to Brackish and Haplo's Fictional Reality.
I am Haplo of Samsara, Assassin of the Stars.
And I'm Z-Bruiser of Brackish Kempf.
Nine.
Nine. And here we are today on stream and on the podcast here to give you a new game.
Oh, it's already up there.
Yeah, it's already up there. On the stream, you should be able to see a character sheet. And dice tray.
So you were setting up a solo campaign for me to run on. So yeah. We're only making one character today.
Only one character today, yeah. And then maybe down the line there'll be more character episodes should we need them. But today we are launching. This is the recording for the podcast episode to launch Fallout 111.
The role-playing game.
Yeah, I bought this book at Gen Con this year. And got super pumped when I seen it. I bet you it was out for like years before I found it. But yeah. Like, here we are because Fallout is just a personal favorite of mine when it comes to video games and everything.
Same. Yeah, it's really good.
Goes a long way for me in that. Fallout 3 was my bread and butter. I think I've referred to this before on the podcast that Fallout 3 was like my sit in the dark and really dive into it.
So mine was more number 4. I played through it a few times. I found like each time I played it, I did something different. Like the first time I did it, I just got through the missions. The second one, I was focused on crafting armor and weapons. And then like third one was like visiting all those little tiny side missions and actually grinding the whole game out.
Right.
And yeah, there's a lot to these games.
Nice. Well, I'm glad we share the love of Fallout together because I probably want to play this more than D&D after all said and done, just because of the theme of it all, the post-apocalyptic, like, dread that can come from it. And when I feel like Fallout 111 had a much, like, it was a little more vibrant, a little more, like, realistic in, like, color. Mm-hmm. When I think of Fallout, though, I think of that, like, gritty, greenish, black, smoggy wasteland that's very, like, sucks to live in.
Yeah, probably stinks.
Yeah, there's no beautiful horizon. You know what I mean? That it stinks. And even if you're in whatever town exists, it's just like, meh.
Yeah, it's like clumped together, like trailers and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I know, like, they use like a stadium and then it's all surrounded by shit and that's a town.
Yeah,
like,
Megaton.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. And like, big decisions of like destroying Megaton and like those sort of game changing decisions, I'm hoping comes up because, hell, I mean, I sat down. So, funny story is, I sat down yesterday. Had a bit of liquid motivation here to write for this solo campaign.
Which is good for the creative writing, but bad for what?
Bad for
podcast?
No, saving your stuff.
Oh.
And that's great. Power.
Yeah. And done. Power down. Yeah. Don't save nothing. Well, I put too much faith in the OneDrive and the whole like auto, because it does it for every other thing. And then for whatever technological issues like to come about, just being like, we're going to save this to your desktop. And then I kind of just kept writing and I just didn't clue in. And now I have like, on the OneDrive, there's the original, there's a copy, and then there's one that was saved onto my desktop. And the one I was writing on was the desktop one, and it wasn't auto-saving. And I woke up this morning, and I was like, oh, I don't need that one. That's that extra one that just fucking jumped out of nowhere. Gone. It's gone forever. Because not only did I throw it in the recycling bin, I deleted the recycling right afterwards because I don't like anything in the recycling bin.
See, and I have a heavy habit of leaving stuff in there until it's like, until I can't find something, there's so much shit in there just with my work. Yeah. It's actually worked out a lot of times that the last, like the thing that I permanently delete, all of a sudden comes up. So, like, it'll be a job I was waiting for an answer for forever. It'll be like, oh, 8 months have gone by. Yeah, it's not going to happen. Throw it in the recycle bin. The next day, I'll get a phone call. Hey, that job you quoted me. I'll be like, I literally have no information about it now. But, yeah, no, I know how you feel.
Yeah, so that happened. But it's all up here anyway. Mm-hmm. It's more the act of, the practice, too. So, I mean, to get onto it, we are going to be making Brackish his sole survivor character. I gave him a little bit of heads up, you know, that we were doing it today. He doesn't own the book. I think you got the digital copy, don't you?
Yeah,
I sent you the digital copy. So, I mean, you had opportunities, but you bought a new book.
I did, about that. And I'm going to do the same exact thing to you. So.
Yeah. I'm not a sole survivor in the alien universe. That's fucking brutal.
You might be by the end of it, hopefully.
Man. No, I'm looking forward to that. So tell us about what you got.
And that one's like, it's a vast universe, the alien universe, and it actually shows you like the galaxy that you're in, and you can travel to all of those, and there's descriptions for everything, but yeah, it's a very sci-fi horror, and it tells you like you can be horror, fantasy, or whatever. Obviously, I'm going to lean into the horror a lot harder, because...
What does it mean by fantasy? Just like luck, happy-go-lucky shit?
Yeah, you know what, like I haven't played it at all, so couldn't give you a proper answer, but I think that it would be more, I don't know,
just light on the brutality, I guess,
where it's good versus evil, where horror is just like survive or die to me.
That makes sense.
So
that makes sense. And that was a Christmas present, wasn't it?
Yeah, I got it from Demers there.
Happy Christmas.
Yeah, I was pretty excited. Yeah, it was exactly what I asked for, so I gave her a couple of choices, but she did good picking that one. But then I got the book and it's like it's thicker than most other books.
Yeah, it's thicker than this Fallout one by a good quarter inch. Yeah. We measured.
Yeah, we checked it out. We always compare.
Compare books.
Quarter inch here, you know, 3 inches there. Man,
I don't think it has anything on the Pathfinder book though. I think Pathfinder is next to an inch and a quarter, inch and a half fucking thick. It's fucking brutal. But, like, at least it's all in one place, both of these books, where I've seen, like, character creation, and then there's monsters in the same book and stuff like that.
Yeah, and all your weapons and items and everything are in there, where a lot of them are, like, you know, you get that book, and then you need the monster book, and then you need, you know...
Yeah, like, the DM guide.
Yeah, and all that kind of shit.
Player's guide.
Where these ones are kind of all-in-ones, you know, to get you started anyways, but we don't typically buy the other books. We try to make our own shit up after that.
I haven't seen any other reference books directly related to this Fallout, though.
Oh, yeah?
I've just seen the book, and then they have another tabletop game that's... what is it called? Well, Wasteland Warfare, and it's got like measuring sticks and icons, and it's like looks like more like a proper board game to it. I don't know. I don't know the difference. The huge difference.
Because is there like there's Fallout Vaults and there's Fallout something else, right?
Like in book form.
Yeah. I'm seeing them. Maybe it's just the merchandise shit. There's two different genres or whatever.
Yeah, I think it's all I think they're pushing the Wasteland Warfare extension packs, packs.
Extension packs. Here we go, measuring up again.
Extension packs.
Extend that shit.
I got mine coming from Amazon soon.
Oh, yeah.
My extension pack.
Yeah, it's more of a personal thing. Personal growth.
None of you will ever see it. But I'll let you know how it goes.
We'll talk to Svisny about that one.
So how'd the extension pack go? Cheers, Fred. Good to see you're drinking your Christmas present from me. We support each other's habits. I'm drinking my banana beer.
Yeah, I didn't buy you that shit.
No, I picked up a fresh, different type of beer today, and it's just like, on bananas. My way to the till, I'm like, bananas? Yeah, with clove?
It's too late now.
Yeah, I'm already at the till. It's fine. Everything's fine. All right, enough of that.
I need to pick something.
Let's get going on this character creation, shall we? Okay, roll for initiative. <Just kidding>. 11. As we all know, if you're familiar with Fallout at all, they have these special attributes, how they're labeled with strength, perception, endurance, charisma, intelligence, agility, and luck. Luck points come into play. You can use them as you progress or whatever. They refresh with... each new scene, they kind of play it out as scenes.
Okay.
It's not associated with any skills, and it isn't used as a default attribute for any tests.
Because it's like mixed into the luck skill a little bit, so I thought they were like hand-in-hand.
Yeah, so you have a number of points that is equal to something here. In truth, any situation where success relies more on chance than ability, the GM may call for you to use luck in place of another attribute. Similarly, you can use luck in place of another attribute by spending a luck point before you roll. Obviously, this works better if your luck is higher than the attribute it replaces. So that's how kind of luck is used in any test, is you actually have to spend a point
to
switch it. Yeah. And
that sounds pretty cool, actually.
Yeah, like it early. And there's action points still
so
in
like
this
you
as
can,
well.
Like what I'm seeing is like I can pick my skills that I want to be good in and okay with some of them being bad and keeping my luck high.
Yeah.
Because then if I'm forced to use those ones.
Yeah, really keeping it, really fluid, I guess. So without going through all the skills, if you're, you know, excited about this as well, I highly suggest going and fucking buying it for yourself.
So all of these start at 4. I shouldn't say start at 4. They can't go lower than 4.
Yeah, so here we go. So I'm just going to kind of flip through the character creation chapter. So it talks about skills, which again, like athletics, barter, big guns, lockpick, energy weapons. What do you kind of, do you have an idea at all about what you'd like to be? Are you usually a sneaky guy?
You sneaky guy?
Yeah, so I was thinking like...
big gun, sneaky guy?
Lockpick, big guns. Then explosives. No, no, I don't know, because it all depends on what type of character I am.
Right, and what their strengths are.
Yeah, so what have we got here?
Okay.
That's where I need to start.
So skipping over skills and what they're all about, if you've played Fallout, you got a pretty good idea. Perks. Character advancement. Milestone progression. Okay, creating a character. In this book, there's 6 steps. The first step is choose your origin. Origin being your character race, more or less.
Yeah.
Brotherhood initiate. Again,
the Brotherhood is like the militia that runs around the Fallout universe. Is that the Brotherhood?
Yeah. Yes, it is. Yeah, Brotherhood straight up. Choose an origin. Blah, blah, blah. Born from the terrible revelations of the Mariposa Rebellion, Roger Maxon formed the Brotherhood of Steel so that his people and eventually the rest of survivors in this new world would have something to believe in. So you're basically getting into that. Mm-hmm. Form of religion, right? I didn't quite think so. So I guess I'll speak to the trait that it has. Trait, the chain that binds. You gain one additional tag skill, which must be one of energy weapons, science, or repair. So that would be the perk, if you will, to pick from that. The book goes into detail on locations and vaults and corporations and other stuff within the Fallout lore. So we won't go through every... I mean, there's only a few paragraphs to each of these things.
Because they don't hate the ghoul. I feel like the ghoul could be that greasy fuck.
Then ghoul's like always having that ghoul voice too, right? Yeah. Maybe you're a ghoul with a beautiful voice.
Whoa.
I'm here.
Who the hell is... God, Jesus, he doesn't have a nose.
I also snore when I sleep. That's your trait.
He doesn't have a nose. How would he snore?
Very careful. Hopefully.
He's just open to his lungs, yeah, basically.
That's how it sounds, too.
I have to include my vocal cords in every breath.
And that's his beautiful voice coming through in his snore. It's like, oh, man. It's like a... That's fucked up. So, ghouls, the next one up. Prolonged exposure to the effects of background gamma radiation, part of the fallout of the Great War, can spontaneously mutate humans. You are one of those mutants. Either slowly or strangely, spontaneously, your body changed into that of a rotting living corpse. You no longer age the same way and appear unaffected by radiation. Your skin peels from your flesh but seems to be sustained by your mutant metabolism. So that's pretty neat in itself, that like radiation is huge in the world, mm-hmm, and you just don't get affected by it. And there's a couple races.
Yeah, and he doesn't age. Like, well, he ages slower, I assume.
Yeah, yeah. So as far as backstory goes, which we'll want a character backstory recording from me at some point.
Yeah, we'll get that for sure.
And like feeding into all that background shit. So your trait, necrotic post-human. You are immune to radiation damage. In fact, you're healed by it. You regain 1 HP for every 3 points of radiation damage inflicted upon you. And if you rest in an irradiated location, you may re-roll your dice pool when checking if your injuries heal. In addition, survival becomes a tag skill, increasing it by 2 ranks.
Ooh, yeah. Okay.
And then it speaks to you age at a much, much decreased rate. Yeah. Let's see, the perk. You may face discrimination from smooth skins...
Yeah, I remember that from the game.
Increasing the difficulty or complication range of charisma tests depending on your opponent's beliefs. So there's the opposite end of that.
Yeah, and I'm guessing the super mutant is super strong.
The super mutant has, yeah. So the next one up, super mutant. You are brutal, mutated human forced to evolve from thoughtless experiments. So... the forced evolutionary virus. Your body has mutated into a tall, muscular, killing machine filled with rage. Your initial strength and endurance attributes are increased by 2 each, and your maximum strength and endurance are increased by 12. So instead of 10 being the complete max, you can get up to 12. But your maximum intelligence and charisma are both reduced to 6 for the maximum. So you can't get above 6 on those two. You may not have more than 4 ranks in any skill, and you are completely immune to radiation and poison damage. Completely immune. You stand over 7 feet tall, and your body is bulky and muscular. Your skin is green, yellow, or gray, regardless of what color it was when you were a human. You do not seem to age, but you are sterile. You can only wear armor which has been made to fit a super mutant.
Okay.
So you are huge, yeah, muscle-bound...
I don't think that's what I'm going with on this game.
Yeah. I almost imagined brackish.
Yeah.
If I were to make a brackish, it would be a super mutant straight up. Like, I don't think there's any other option for him. But we're not building brackish. We're building, I don't know. I don't know who we're fighting at today.
We don't know yet. I'll know after some of this stuff.
Who are we meeting today?
Mr. Handy. Mm-hmm. That was your nickname in high school, right?
Yeah, I wish.
The whole football team called me Mr. Handy.
What? Burn. I don't even have a comeback for that one. Okay, so being Mr. Handy, being a robot, you do roll for hit locations during combat and stuff on this one, so it has a small list of different hit locations listed.
When someone attacks me?
That's correct, yeah. And I mean, it's...
Because he's got all the extra limbs and shit?
Yeah, yeah. So your optic eyes, the limbs that have different attachments. Let's see here. The General Atomics International Robot. Mr. Handy exploded onto the robotic market as a reliable construction robot known for its durability and ease of maintenance. But its real breakthrough came in collaboration with Robco to produce a domestic model. Now, it has like a couple options with it. So your arm attachments are options. So like a 10mm auto pistol, a buzzsaw, flamer, laser emitter. You can cut objects to make ranged attacks using a laser. And a pincer. You can pick up objects with an individual pincer, blah, blah, blah. Up to 40 pounds. So trait. You have 360-degree vision and improved sensory systems that can detect smells, chemicals, and radiation, reducing the difficulty of perception tests that rely on sight and smell by one. You are also immune to radiation and poison damage. But you cannot use chems, nor can you benefit from food, drink, or rest. You move by jet propulsions, hovering above the ground, unaffected by difficult terrain or obstacles. Your carry weight is 150 pounds.
Same.
And it cannot be increased by your strength or perks. But it can be increased by modified armor. You cannot recover from your own injuries or heal health points without receiving repairs. See healing robots for the alternatives there. You cannot manipulate the physical world like humans do. Instead, you have three of the arm attachments in the arm attachments table that I just mentioned, determined by your choice of equipment pack. If you select an arm that features a weapon, you also gain 20 shots of ammo for that weapon. So, 20 shots of, and this is for starting character shit that way. So yeah, three of these arm attachments, and kind of, I guess it's determined by your equipment pack, like it mentions. No pincer, You can choose not to have a pincer attachment as a Mr. Handy, but in doing so, you will be unable to make unarmed attacks, manipulate objects, and you cannot make attempt tests that use the lockpick, repair, or throwing skills. So it kind of throws your initial...
I seen that no pincer, and I was like, well, how would he...
Do anything.
Yeah.
Well, how's he jack off?
You just shoot
There's
the
a special attention,
right?
attachment for that. Totally
Is
worth
the
it.
Fleshlight arm?
Plus two on charisma checks. Tests. Survivor. Survivor is probably... Survivor and Vault Dweller, I feel like a lot of people are going to pick.
Yeah. I think I'm leaning on Survivor.
That sounds like... Like when I built Haplo, he was a survivor, and then there's different traits to different types of survivors. But yeah, the living legacy of people who prepared for the Armageddon on their own. So very cool in itself to where so many backstories to be derived from something like that. I could see maybe you being a total prepper.
Farmer, yeah.
And just having everything
ain't
set.
Coming on my land, uh-uh.
So as far as traits are concerned, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 different ones. Educated, fast shot, gifted, heavy-handed, and small frame. These key words kind of play into what you might assume. Educated, you have an additional tag skill. When you fail a skill test using a skill other than a tag skill, the GM gains 1 AP. So there's a benefit and a penalty to all these, all these traits here. So AP, action points. You have a pool of no higher than 6. And, you know, if you win
and
over
and
above...
you can have an unlimited pool?
And I can have an unlimited pool.
See, that's fucking bullshit.
The thing about it is, because of that, too, that, like, you can buy action points from the GM to improve your odds, but it just gives me more action points to use. So,
yeah, I know.
So, when this is talking about a soul survivor thing, it's like... That, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean,
I'm going to have to be careful. So, I think I am going to roll survivor for sure.
Okay, you don't want to hear the Vault Dweller?
You can,
yeah,
but
we'll
I
still
know
speak
the Vault
to it.
Dweller, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
We'll still speak to it. You don't know the trait?
Let me see if I can guess the trait.
Sure.
The trait is you have a better starting equipment. You come out with like proper attire and stuff like that as you come from the vault. And maybe you get to select like a training that you received while you were in the vault.
Did you say training?
Yeah.
There is something like that to it. Yeah, where you're just a privileged person, right?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. Okay, so as far as the survivor goes, educated I spoke to, fast shot. You take a second major action in combat. So in combat, just to speak to it, is a minor and a major action. And then you can get additional minor or major actions by spending action points. Mm-hmm. And then there's a short list
that
of things.
That one speaks to me being that I'm alone, but I do want to hear the rest first.
Just complete that one. If you take a second major action in combat and use it to make a ranged attack, the additional major action only costs 1 AP rather than 2. So usually it would take 2 AP to get that second major action. But if it's a ranged attack, it would only be 1. Penalty to that, you cannot benefit from the aim minor action. You're too impatient. So, bye-bye. Gifted. choose two special attributes and increase them by one each. Your maximum number of luck points is one fewer than your luck attribute. So luck points are always equal to your luck attribute. Okay. It would be fewer than that. One fewer than that. Gifted my ass. I'll take luck any day. Heavy-handed. Your melee damage bonus increased by one damage dice. And the penalty, your melee and unarmed attacks suffer a complication on a 19 or 20 rather than only a 20. So to speak, to lower numbers are better to be rolled.
Yeah. It's like the opposite.
Yes, completely opposite. Yeah. Yeah. Small frame. You may re-roll 1d20 on all agility tests which rely on balance or contortion.
Contortion? What the fuck are you putting me through?
How often do we get to use that word? And the penalty, your carry weight is 150 plus 5 times strength pounds rather than 150 plus 10 times your strength in pounds. So you're just more agile. At you're a little guy, you know what I mean? You're a petite treat, as Fisney likes to say.
A petite treat?
Yeah, I'm not that.
Is that what she calls you? Mm-mm. Oh, I hope that extended comes in right away.
Yeah, I hope that extension package comes in. So you're thinking Survivor, huh?
Yeah.
Let's fill that in on the chart here.
Because, like, now I'm Survivor, I get my way in that, and then I can go heavy-handed, because being by myself, I might need to cause some more damage. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And, I mean, to speak to the campaign setting a little bit while he's trying to decide, is that I want to make a north-of-the-border setting for him to go through. So, I mean, Fallout seems to have endurance being a... It's important, you know what I mean? Like, it depends on the nature of the campaign, I suppose. Mm. But for me, it seems like travel and enduring the hazards of the wastes are pretty important. There's few and far between.
Yeah, I'm going to roll with gifted.
Gifted? Yeah. Cool. I don't think that's a bad choice at all.
Like, yeah, two other specials, like, that seems like...
Yeah.
So, it seems like the OP of those choices to
me. Yeah. Choose two special attributes and increase them by one each. Your maximum number of luck points is one fewer than your luck attribute.
With my gifted.
With your gifted, yeah. Maybe I'll put that in brackets beside Survivor.
Yeah, I put gifted in brackets and then put minus one by my luck.
All right.
Oh, it's just luck points that are minus one, though, not my actual luck. Which is probably the only thing it affects, but whatever.
And then the last but not least is the good old Vault Dweller. You guessed a privileged upbringing is not far from the truth because, well, they do have a ghoul vault dwellers variant. When, with your GM's permission, you may choose to have your vault dweller be a ghoul. You gain the necrotic post-human trait instead of the vault kid trait. You may choose one of the vault dweller equipment packs instead of one of the wastelander ones.
Yeah, because a vault dweller, these would be like the billionaires.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't want to fucking be those guys. If anything, I want to sabotage whatever they've got. And so Survivor would be the way. Like, that's the poor person versus the entitled.
Okay, I want to. So as we kind of like make notes on Vault Dwellers.
The 1%. Just put 1% beside them. And Survivor, the other 99%.
So we know what's your favorite.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't wait to murder those guys.
It's the little things.
Because they would end up owning everything, too, you know?
Right, like, or they're trying to. Like, yeah. Can you imagine just being, like, an NPC in the video game and coming across the player character in the video game where it's like, they fucking got you. Right?
Yeah. It'd be like, you work for me now. And I'd be like, what?
Get him, boys.
I'm watching you bleed here thinking I don't got to do a fucking thing. I'm getting mad. I can't wait till this happens in real life.
Okay. All right. The trait for the Vault Kid, just to confirm what you were assuming, your healthier start to life and the hands of trained doctors and sophisticated auto docs means you reduce the difficulty to all endurance tests to resist the effects of disease. In addition, your carefully planned upbringing means you have one additional tag skill of your choice. So tag skills are pretty huge because if you roll your target number or below, that means two successes. Any other time, it's only a one gives you two successes. Yeah. So it's pretty huge in the having more tag skills. Yeah. You may also work with the game master to determine what sort of experiment took place within your vault. Once per quest, the GM may introduce a complication which reflects the nature of the experiment you unwittingly took part in, or introduce a complication related to your early life of isolation and confinement within the vault. If the GM does this, you immediately regain one luck point. So in addition to regaining luck points per scene, or maybe getting them back per session, you can regain luck points during the equipment build here, where you have a trinket, and reflecting on that trinket for an hour or something, it says will regain you a luck point too. So they're somewhat sought after for sure. Hard to decide when to use them. And listening to a full party play this game, it's like, I could just see that one person being like, I'm a cash in some action points. Be like, no, dude, those are our action points.
it's like as a group, right?
Yeah, it's a shared pool as the party. So, yeah, there's that. So that's the origin. You've picked Survivor. You're a gifted Survivor. Have any other name ideas right now in this moment?
I was just thinking of that. And I think it's going to be like, if a kid was completely by himself and he got to name his self.
Yeah. that's pretty good. I like where you're going with that.
I think he would just use things that he sees, or maybe words that he read.
Because he would be exposed to like different corporation symbols and like. So are you thinking like entire orphan raised himself from a very very young age, or like?
Maybe his parents died after he was like 10 or so. Right. So he
Batman
learned to read
style.
And write. Yeah. He learned to read and write. So he's definitely he's read. Like, I'm just trying to think of one of the brands that I've seen in the Fallout games.
Right. I could list off some corporations here quick.
I'm thinking like food.
Yeah. The Super Duper Mart is the food stuffs. Where's the corporations chapter
so
here?
So we've got a first name idea.
Super something.
No, Duper.
Oh, Duper? I like that. That's crazy. Robco.
Duper Robco?
Pulowski? Pulowski? the preservation chambers that you find within the
Duper
city?
Duper Pulowski? It almost sounds like it could be a president one day.
Pulowski.
Okay, how do you spell Pulowski?
P-U-L. O W ski.
I like that.
Pulowski.
Duper Pulowski. Like, he says it with such confidence. Duper Pulowski.
Nice to meet you.
Where'd you get that name from?
How old do you think he is in this survival?
I don't know. Is
scenario?
There a chart to roll on?
I don't think there is. Yeah, we could make one, and we should right after this break. I think we'll take a quick break.
Perfect.
And we'll come right back. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, I'm having fun so far.
We wouldn't have it any other way, Bragash.
Duper Pulowski.
Attorney at law. Awesome. All right, we're back. And we have a name, and we have an origin.
And a sub.
And a little special trait.
Trait?
Gifted, eh? Gifted. Yep. Yeah, you're totally Batman, but like...
And I've already selected which skills I'm going to increase without knowing anything.
Okay, that's just, favorite. Because I feel after that, it's not really relative to much. So step two, increase your special attributes.
Okay.
At the beginning of creating your character, every special attribute starts with a rank of 5, unless your origin in step one alters this. You have 5 points to spend to increase your attributes, and each point spent increases a single attribute by 1. Use these points to buy ranks in any special attribute. No attribute may be increased above 10. Although your origin may alter this maximum for some attributes, the super mutant, for instance. You may reduce a special attribute rank to 4 to gain a point to spend on another special attribute.
All right.
Yeah, your special attributes provide part of your target number for test skills and contribute to most of your derived statistics. So, to give
Did I have any tagged skills that came out of Survivor and Gifted?
So that's step 3.
Okay, so right now I've increased the 2, that because I get to increase 2 as being a Survivor.
Okay, yeah. You just went 5 across the board and then added the 2?
Yeah, and then went 6 for Perception and 6 for Agility.
Okay. And before I fill them in here on the sheet on the stream here, I'll let you just kind of finish and then I'll fill them all in so I'm not erasing. I guess it's harder for you to erase and keep doing, but...
Yeah.
So you have 5 more points to spend, but if you lower any of those 5s, you can put that point somewhere else as well. Step 3 is tag skills and buy skill ranks. So I can speak to it if that's helping your process.
And I get 3, I guess that's next, so I don't even worry about that right now.
Yeah, So, I mean, if it helps you decide what you're... Because, I mean, they're relative to your skills, right? So
yeah.
I'll speak to it here. Step 3, choose 3 skills to be your tag skills. Tag skills are the most important skills to your character and represent specific areas of expertise and knowledge that your character possesses. Your origin may grant you an additional tag skill.
Which, does Survivor get survival?
I think that's just like character building there. There's no... Like,
so the Survivor itself, does it get any tag skills?
It just kind of speaks to what a Survivor is in the lore. It doesn't give you any other mechanical...
So I'm going to take one in Survival.
Yeah. Yeah. So to say it is not like D&D to where like the Ranger... gets these, like, pick 2 out of these 5 skills. It's like you get to pick whatever skills you think your character
so I've got
is good at.
Sneak, survival, and lockpick is what I've chosen so far.
Sounds pretty good. For a lone survivor, that sounds like good traits to have for sure.
And so I have my 5 points that I have to increase.
Relative to those skills. And it should have a, what does it say on here? Perception based on lockpick.
Yeah, because on that note, it's going to change which one I do. So I'm going to leave this one at a 5. So I still have 1 point to put somewhere else.
Yeah.
And I feel like I'm going to use it on endurance. So different.
Yeah, it is, right? Yeah. The 2d20.
And that's going to bring my survival skill up. So now I have 5 points to put on. I'm going to lose 1 in luck. So I'm going to give that back.
6, oh, yeah.
And that gives me 5 luck points.
Right, yeah, because you're suffering
minus one.
It's funny that you're gifted, but you have worse luck than most.
Yeah. I rely on skill, not luck, I guess. Yeah. And then my agility, because of my sneak, I'm going to put 2 in there.
Yeah, that's always a big one for me in the game itself. I always kind of lean into perception and agility. That's me in my game, but like.
And I'll put 1 in strength because I feel like I'm just not going to focus on that very much.
So how many have you spent so far?
3.
Just 3, eh?
And yeah, I'm going to bump these both up to 7.
To give an example of the balanced attribute arrays, they have 6 across the board, except for 2 5s. Focused would be like an 8, a 7. 6, 6, 5, 4, 4. So you're shitty at a couple, and specialized being like shitty at a few more, where it's a 9, an 8, and then 5, 5, 5, 4, 4. 4 being the lowest that you can put in your character build.
Yeah. So 6 strength, 7 perception, 7 endurance, 5 charisma, 5 intelligence, 7 agility, and 6 luck. That's where I'm at.
Okay.
Pretty.
Svisny wants us to play Margaritaville. That's a different fucking stream.
that's the after hour, after dark one. Isn't that what we call those ones where we're so fucking hammered it doesn't matter?
What'd you say? 6, 7? Yeah. Six, that's like after.
7, 7, 5, 5, 7, 6.
5, 5, 7, and 6 with 5 luck points.
Yep. And my 3 tag skills are lockpick, sneak, and survival.
Lockpick. Where are you? Sneak, it's small. And lockpick.
Survival's 2 down.
Survival. Boop. Let us know, stream, if you can see that half decent. All my screens are a little smaller to see with OBS and all that junk. Hopefully you can see that a bit big. And I can blow it up for y'all to give you a better
for
look.
Y'all. We've been hanging out with too many states people from Texas and shit. Now y'all's like part of my vocabulary like it never was before.
All right.
So y'all having a good time?
Okay, so now, so you choose the three skills you're tagged in. Tag skills are important. When using a tag skill, you score a critical success on any die which rolls equal to or under the skill's rank. Can play in later when we're going to do a little encounter here after all this character build to
nice.
Kind of play it out. Each of your tag skills begins at a rank of 2. Every other skill begins at a rank of 0.
Oh, I see. Yeah,
so only your
I'm already writing 2s everywhere. Okay, 2. I'm just going to do those lightly on the left-hand side.
Yeah. So you may then buy ranks in your other skills. You have a total number of skill points equal to 9 plus your intelligence. And each skill point may be spent to buy one rank in any skill. During character creation, you cannot increase any skill to a rank above 3 unless you're creating a character of level 3 or above. Skills have a maximum rank of 6. You cannot increase a skill rank above 6 by any means. So,
okay, I'm going to put these ones right away. I'm going to put them all at 3. So I have 14. I have an intelligence of 5. I've got 9 plus my intelligence.
Yes.
So 14 total.
14 total points.
I'm going to dump the 3 in these to max out these ones right away.
Okay.
So
11 points to spend. This is always the
it's so tense.
I'll tell you what. You give me your... You know what? Fuck that. I'm not going to give you that. Just fucking decide.
Because I think I want a rank of 1 in almost everything. But that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Because we could go down the line quickly.
10, 11, 12, 13, 14. It's 14 to put 1 in every other skill.
Right. So you got to kind of think about additionally like how playing this solo survivor campaign.
So what I'm going to do is put zeros in the ones that I don't care for.
Right. Which ones are those?
Energy weapons and barter.
Energy weapons are so sweet, though.
I know, but they're hard
to come
by.
I'm going to give you a bunch.
You know what? Fuck you. It's good to one.
I would say, because of the fact that, like, you're building a character to what you like, I will feed into that. And that's the difference.
Okay,
that's the difference.
Because I'm going to take big guns off the table because it just doesn't seem like something I would go
for.
Especially
when you're sneaking around.
Yeah.
And
run and hide.
Unless you run and hide and like shoot a rocket from like.
But even then, I feel like it gives away my position for sure. Like the smoke coming from the.
Yeah.
He's up there.
And so I guess to speak into the mechanics of the game, I would assign a, like any other tabletop RPG, there's a difficulty challenge or a target number with this one, a skill test number that it's either, it's 1 to 5. And that means if you roll 2d20, you could spend action points to get more d20 into your hand, up to 5d20 in your hand on any given roll, depending on how much action points you want to spend or have. Let's see, the target number is 3 to stealth away from Buddy. Buddy, it would be an opposed one at that rate, but let's say, what's another example here, where it's just a hard number. The hard number to beat is 3. You got 2d20, you're all out of action points. You had to get a 7 or lower. Let's
and out
say,
of those two, you didn't.
And out of those two, I got nothing. But let's say one of them was a 1, or it was a skill that is tagged of yours. So what did you have, a lock pick? Like, so the lock is a skill level of 3. You roll a, what's it currently ranked at, 3?
Yeah, I'm 3.
3 plus your perception?
Which is 7.
So you need a 10. You need a 10 or lower to get 2 successes.
And how many dice do I get?
Well,
typically 1?
So typically 2. 2d20 system.
Okay.
So if you had a 10 and a 9, that's 3 successes.
My magic.
I spent all my magic over here.
So I got a 1.
Nice. That's 2 successes.
Plus it's a tag skill.
I think it still just counts as 2 successes.
Oh, even with a 1?
Yeah.
That's a bonus. I'm taking 3. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it just still
counts
as 2.
Yeah, it just opens up. So even if I got a 2 all
the
way
range,
up to 9 or 10, I would have been getting my 2 successes.
Yeah, exactly.
So, but that is the best roll you can get
that
for
is.
My first roll.
First roll of the game.
What was my second one? Oh, it was a 15. So 15. I failed one.
So you would have lost by 1.
So would this dice just wouldn't count for nothing?
Wouldn't count for nothing. you wouldn't have succeeded on the test.
But so I rolled these two together. I got a 1 here and a 15 here.
Yes. Yes. So you would have, you needed a 10, or let's say you needed 3 successes is what you needed. You only got 2 successes with that 1.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So that would be a hard test, though.
Oh, I was going to say, because like, so both die have to be good.
Yeah. But that's the range of 1 to 5 for difficulty challenge.
Okay.
It only goes to 5.
And so, what would that have been?
You would have gotten 2 successes off that roll. If it was a lockpick roll.
So, but a level 5, how many successes do you need? 3?
You need 5 successes.
Okay,
it's
just straight across.
Straight across, yeah.
So it's impossible for me to get 5
Correct.
Successes out of this.
Yes, yes.
So when I know that the test, will I know the test is that hard?
Yes, yes. I would speak to the difficulty of the test.
Because like, otherwise I don't have a chance and I'll just roll an automatic.
And you would buy use action points
exactly.
to get
okay.
more dice.
Okay,
yeah.
okay,
yeah.
okay.
Yeah, it's cool, right?
Yeah, it's pretty sweet. Because I was like, fuck me. Like, yeah. That was only a level 3 difficulty, so mid-range.
Yeah, there's an action economy, or not an action economy, a pool economy or whatever, like these action points are... Or what you want to like gamble with. Like, do I spend them now? Do I wait? Do I
I typically hold on to that stuff for quite a while. And I think you do too in game.
Yeah, in game.
But
for
in this
sure.
one, it might just be like, if I need that to happen, I have to buy it.
And the takeaway is that you have opportunity to get them back. So let's say you walk up to, I'm just trying to think of another skill to use. I don't know, fucking melee weapons, you come and stab buddy, it's a difficulty test of 0. You can choose to just succeed and move on with your life, or you can roll the dice anyways and attempt to gain more action points. But if you don't succeed anything, you have a chance of gaining complications, and the complication range can be bigger. So I can,
I have 3 points left. I just want you to take a look at this. This is what I've got so far. I have 3 points left to spend.
Pumping them into the thing, shall we?
Yeah, so athletics is 1.
1.
Barter, 0.
0.
Big guns, 2.
2.
Energy weapons, 1.
1.
Explosives, 1.
1.
Lockpick, 3. And that's a tag skill? Oh, yeah. You got it already. Medicine, 2.
2.
Melee, 1.
1.
Pilot, 1.
1.
Repair, 1.
1.
Science, 1.
1.
Small guns, 2.
2.
Sneak, 3.
3.
Speech, 0. Ooh.
So your charisma is low. Barter and speech and like those are the things that like, what's your charisma sitting at? 5?
5.
So like whatever average, I guess.
Yeah. It's not horrible.
Yeah. So
that's why I was okay with being like, whatever. For the little bit that I actually do it in game,
So you want?
So how does this work? How do these apply? Are they just added to my dice rolls?
Yeah. So
or minus off my dice rolls?
It's your attribute plus your skill rank is your target number.
Oh, okay. So that's increasing the value.
Yeah. So the higher the number, the better, because it's just the better of the odds. Like the higher of the d20
it was
that you
7,
can roll.
8, 9, 10 for agility, and that's why I needed to be under. Mm-hmm. And like these increase in levels. Because like right now I'm level 0 or 1?
Yeah, you're level 1.
Okay.
And with each, I think you get a number of points to spend relative to your intelligence and stuff again.
Okay,
Yeah, and you still have perks as well to pick.
Yeah, I haven't got there yet.
Yeah, haven't got there yet. So you'll still be able to like increase some of those numbers with perks.
All right, okay.
And I keep leaning into like, I'll let you change it between now and the first session. No,
you don't do that here in Fictional Reality. It is what it is. And I just don't see, like, if I'm to give anything up in here, I think I've done the ones that I would.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's always the pry. I love just staring at those and thinking about them. It's actually
part
of the fun.
I could do this 10 times, and I guarantee you everyone would be different.
Yeah. So
it's whatever my brain farts out at that time.
Yeah. How do you see Duper Pawlowski?
Duper Pawlowski.
And I mean, you could give him, like, a weakness in that regard to being, like, I don't know if you have any inkling of to what this character is.
Well, just a little bit antisocial, I find. Yeah, okay. Like, and that's why, like, his charisma. Barter, his, that kind of shit is pretty low. Mm-hmm.
Pulowski. Yeah, he can't fight for himself, so he goes into his intelligence, to his gifted state to...
Well, he just tries to avoid, for the most part. And I don't know how that plays out into experience and shit. If I have to kill stuff, that it might not work that way for me.
Right, right.
Because I have to sneak around a little bit.
Right, yeah.
And that being done until I have to pull out that big gun, which I got a rank for if I need it. So yeah. I got big guns and small guns. I got a little bit of a rank in because I'm going to have to use them.
Yeah, yeah. And just so you know, like, rifles are small guns. Like,
oh, not, rifles yeah. are small guns.
Yeah, yeah, I'm pretty sure. Yeah. Forgive me if that's not right, but I'm pretty sure they are. Like, big guns are like rocket launcher, minigun, flamer. Like, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
There's a list right here. 44 pistol, flare gun, assault rifle, combat rifle, Gauss rifle, hunting rifle. These are all small guns, machine guns, combat shotgun. So small guns are... your go-to weapons for the most part. So
that's why. So every gun I've ever used is a small gun.
Yep. Compared to big guns. Compared to big guns.
Because like now I'm thinking I don't want two on
big guns.
Yeah.
Well, you got 5 more minutes to decide. Tops.
If I was to take it, where would I put it?
Laser guns.
I got a laser energy weapons. I got an energy weapons one.
Just one.
Yeah.
Put 3.
And just wipe big guns right off the board. You know what? When your DM drops hints like that, you might want to do it. All right. So 0 and 3. So 3 on energy weapons, 0 big guns, 0 barter. So you're going to have to change that.
Okay. I will right after I make a note.
Forced this on him.
Energy.
Better payout.
Weapons. Exclamation mark.
Cue.
Pew, 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 pew. I just want. Okay, so big guns is 0.
Ooh,
and
that's tickly.
And energy weapons is 3. Choose your first perk. A character is more than the sum of their parts, and a character's attributes and skills alone do not give a full picture of what they are truly capable of. Your character has an edge called perks. Perks are the specific advantages of your personal approach to challenges. They take the form of mechanical bonus, rerolls, bonus action points, or skill substitutions that apply to a specific circumstance. Many perks have one or more requirements. So you'll see that. And it's basically the same as you would see on the game, the way they've laid it out, which is really cool.
You gotta have a certain level in your special before you can take on a perk of a certain...
Yeah. Yeah, it'll say you need a certain amount of ranks and you need... Oh, sorry. The ranks are like how many ranks you can put into like adamantine skeleton. You can have 3 ranks in that. And so you can, you know, increase it 3 times or whatever, just like the game. And then the requirement saying like you need a charisma of 6 and level 1 or higher to do. So there's actually a couple pages here. And this is the one where I'm like, I know you could probably sit here and for like a good amount of time. Like there's 3 or 4 pages of paragraphs here with all the perks. And it's really cool. I'll just start. How about I start listing them off? And then if you're interested in one, you can call it
out. I've got my perks and traits open here.
All right. So in alphabetical order, action boy or girl. Adamantine skeleton. And I'm feeling like you've seen these on the game too, so you get a little basic idea what they're about. Adrenaline rush. And of course, mechanically, they mean something a little bit different in game, but you tell me what you like. Animal friend.
I feel like I always take that one. I'm going to avoid that one.
And I think that might be charisma based. Yeah, it's charisma based too. Charisma of 6, level 1 or higher. Aqua boy or girl. Armorer. Awareness, perception-based, barbarian, strength-based, basher, strength-based, better criticals, luck-based. You need a luck of 9 just to take that one.
Holy shit.
Big leagues, strength of 8 to take that. Black widow or lady killer, charisma of 6. Blacksmith, strength of 6, level 2 or higher. Blitz, agility-based, agility of 9, level 1 or higher. Bloody mess.
Agility of 9, eh?
Yeah, so some of these, yeah. I guess it, like once you hit level 3, I feel like that's a good
You get to add a bunch of shit.
Turning point. Bloody mess, a luck of 6, which is I think that extra fun when you just add an extra damage dice. If you roll an effect, you inflict one additional injury to a random location as well. So can do, luck of 5. When you are scavenging a location that contains food, you gain one additional random food item without spending action points. Cap collector, charisma based. Cautious nature. You want to speak to that one at all?
Well, I just need to know the limits.
Perception of 7.
Ooh.
Whenever you attempt a skill test and you buy one or more d20s by spending action points, you may re-roll one d20 on that test. You may not purchase this perk if you have daring nature. I only thought of that one because you were kind of like Lone Ranger, super cautious, Pulowski.
So I've definitely written that one down.
The last name, I don't know.
Duper.
Center mass, agility of 7. When you make a ranged attack, you may choose to strike your target's torso location without increasing the difficulty of the attack. In addition, you may reroll 1d20 when making the test for your attack.
Center mass, that's called?
Yes.
Well, what level? Is it the same level?
One? Rank, only one rank to it, and agility of 7 to have it.
Nice. Center mass.
Center mass. Chem resistant. Chemist, intelligence of 7 and endurance of 7. Chemist, commando, agility of 8, level 2 or higher. Comprehension, intelligence of 6. After you use a bonus gained from reading a magazine, roll one damage die. If you roll an effect, you may use that bonus one additional time. So I don't know exactly how the magazines work. I haven't dove into those as much, but I'm assuming they give you...
It's above my level right now anyways.
Ah, intelligence of 5 you got?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Concentrated fire, perception-based and agility-based.
Of what?
8 and 6, respectively.
Shit. Yeah. So close.
Daring nature, luck of 7. Demolition expert, perception of 6, and a luck of 6.
Ooh. Demolition expert?
Yeah. When you make an attack using a weapon with the blast quality, the attack gains the vicious damage effect. In addition, you unlock explosive recipes, which have this perk as a requirement. Okay, so you need, certain things to craft needs this perk. Dodger, agility of 6, level 4, you need that one. Dog meat, charisma of 5. Do you have a charisma of 5?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You aren't alone in the wilderness. You have a pet dog that serves as a friend and ally in dangerous times. Dog meat. So dog meat is, doing his thing. You know how dog meat rolls. He's got his own stat, and he's your extra friend, your special friend.
Kind of like that, too. I don't know how many of these I could take, though, but I'm sure you'll tell me the details. Dog meat, writing it down. Okay.
You only get one perk so far. Like, I think you get one
out of the whole thing?
I think so. It just says pick your first perk. Choose a single perk from the perks list that you meet the requirements for. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Just the one. Entomologist? Huh? Huh?
The study of bugs?
Bug. Fast metabolism.
I like that one. That's when you heal and share. Right?
Yeah, when you regain 1 or more HP from any source other than rest, increase the total HP regained by +1 per rank in this perk. Each time you take this perk, the level requirement increases by 3.
Oh, so I can only take, at level 1, I could take 1, and then I have to wait till level 4 to take another one?
Yeah, the level requirement increases by 3. Yeah.
Oof. So and if you like, take it at a level 2, it's level 5 next time?
I think so. When you each time you take this perk, the level requirement increases by 3. So yeah, you have to wait 3 levels to get it again. Because like HP is rather low. Like,
okay, and what are the requirements for that one? Because that sounds like the one I should take right now.
Endurance of 6, level 1, and not a robot.
Hey!
So when you regain 1 or more HP from any source other than rest, increase the total HP regained by +1 per rank in this perk. So you'd get an extra 1 HP from any source of healing. Is that your lay down answer?
Yeah, pretty much, because like if I take it later, it costs me more and more.
Right.
And that's the only one so far I've heard like that, unless you want to read through all of them.
Oh, I'll definitely read through them.
Yeah,
I can do it a little faster.
Like that, maybe there's another one. That's like...
Man, there's like three or four more pages here, but yeah, wow, there's lots of perks.
So are they getting progressively higher in level?
No,
not really.
They're
right?
All
like
over the place.
Order?
Yeah, they're all over the place. So I guess, how about I speed it up a little bit?
Yep.
And then just the title, and then you can just be like, whoa, stop, 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 like that. Faster healing, again... Like, so fast metabolism is one thing, but faster healing, same requirements. When you make an endurance plus survival test to heal your own injuries, the first additional D20 you buy is free. The normal maximum of 5D20 still applies. So you can only ever have 5D20 to roll on.
But I don't have to pay AP for it.
For the first buy-in. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, and those sorts of things you would make probably... often.
And how
well.
how many ranks in that can you get? Does it have the same thing where you have to wait?
Just one rank.
This
other
is?
One is a three ranker.
So I yeah. still think that the faster metabolism would be the first way
yeah.
to go.
Yeah, that makes sense. I've been interested in this since we talked about it. Oh, yeah. Sorry, buddy. We're here now.
Yeah.
We like surprising everybody. Sorry, Purple.
This will be posted later, so you can, this is a podcast.
Yeah, this is in preparation for the Crass Oubliette. We got to throw, props out to that podcast because, we're hoping to get somebody special to play the game with us. That's relative to the making of the book
yeah,
or
yes,
the
sir.
Marketing of the book or whatever it is. So stay tuned. Crass Oubliette. Go check it out. Fuck.
eventually.
Eventually.
Well, that first episode dropped. Did we drop that first
episode?
What's
it called? The pilot.
Yeah.
We did the pilot.
Okay.
And then our first game up is Outbreak. And we got some special guests there. We won't talk to it too much
because
I know
he's allowed, right?
That's it's Purple's thing.
Yeah.
And, check it out. Go check it out. Crass Oubliette. Okay. Finesse. Agility based. Fortune Finder. Level 2. Luck based. Ghost. Perception and agility based. Whenever you attempt an agility plus sneak test in shadows or darkness, the first additional d20 you buy is free. The normal maximum still applies. So again, I think that might be a consistent mechanic in some of these things where the first d20 to buy in on the test is free. Grim Reaper's Sprint, luck of 8. Gun Fu, agility of 10. Gun Nut. I always like... In retrospect to all these games, I'm like, armorer and gun nuts start to gain my interest in sort of things. Just being able to mod and do stuff. But and to speak
but I don't
to
even the, think I can take that one.
Intelligence of 6 and a level 2 plus, yeah.
Yeah, so right away, these are
yeah.
next level things.
And to speak to the setting, I really did want to encourage crafting and modding and stuff. And we'll get there. And there might be ways around... You know, certain things just because the DM wants them to happen. So, so that's good.
I want a laser machine gun.
I always pick gunslinger in game. I like the pistol action stuff. Agility 7, level 2 plus. Hacker. I've never really been a hacker in my games. I don't know how Bukowski operates, but.
His name is Pulowski.
Pulowski.
Duper Pulowski.
Healer. Three ranks in that. Intelligence of 7. I keep thinking you're smarter than you are. Level
Aww.
1.
Is that an insult?
No, of course not. Heave Ho. Strength of 8. Thrown weapon stuff. Hunter. Endurance of 6. When you make an attack against an NPC with one of the mammal, lizard, or insect keywords and the mutated keyword, your attack gains the vicious damage effect. If it did not already have that effect. The vicious is, I think it's a +1 to your damage dice, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, okay.
Just an additional damage. Infiltrator, perception of 8, lock pick tests. Inspirational, charisma based, intense training. That's always one that seems like a long-term investment. Increase any one special attribute by 1 rank. So you need to be 2 or higher. But you can get 10 ranks in it, and anything after that. So you
so it's
literally
a free 10 points to level that up in special.
Yeah, like
so
taking
each level, I'd get another
yeah,
one.
Yeah, each yeah every rank you get. That's an early on investment for sure. But level two. Yeah. So
trust me.
Iron Fist, strength based, strength of 6. Junktown Jerky Vendor, charisma based, jury rigging. No requirements. You can repair any item without needing to expend any components. However, The repair is temporary, and the item will break again on the next complication you suffer while using it. Laser Commander. Perception of 8, level 2. Lead Belly. Endurance of 6, level 1. Life Giver, level 5 plus. Light Step, when you roll a... When you roll to generate any complications on an agility-based skill test, you may ignore one complication for every 1 AP spent. In addition, you may reroll a d20 on any agility plus athletics test to avoid traps, triggers by pressure plates, or similar mechanics. I think it's a bit of a tricky test exchange.
Who rolls first?
I feel like you would.
So...
if I'm understanding the rules more so.
Yeah?
Yeah. Like, the trap might be there, and I guess I would just call for the test should it, like, be triggered. Like, you enter that area, and if you succeed on the test, then you evade the trap straight up.
But, so, like, it wouldn't be contested? You would already have something set up that I would have to do that?
It would be a difficulty level.
And now, yeah. I guess it's whoever attacking rolls first in that? So you have this pool of AP that you can unlimited basically by the time I'm
Well,
done with
I still it. Have like a I still have a pool. Like my I can deplete my pool.
Yeah. Yeah. But you can decide to use all of those up to 5 every single time you want to attack me.
If I have enough action points. Like they can deplete just as fast as yours if I did that. And especially when it's one-on-one, I feel
just
like...
Because, like, I'll use 3 and I'll roll really well, and you'll be like, well, fuck it, I'll use 5 then. Or do you have to decide that beforehand?
So one action point gets you 1 dice, 2 action points gets you an additional dice, and 3 action points gets you a third dice. So you can spend 6 action points to get a full 5 d20s. So that's a lot of action points in one roll.
Yeah, but you'd get to decide that after I'd roll.
Yes. Or vice versa. Like
yeah,
if I'm
so
trying to
attacking
yeah,
you.
If I'm okay. trying to stealth against you, like it does go both ways.
Okay, okay. Yeah, because yeah, that's okay, that was the whole reason I was thinking like it was heavily one sided.
Yeah.
For the DM and I would just have to rely on you being a decent person.
Hey, right? Fuck you.
Oh yeah, you rolled 4 and you did it. Yeah. I'll roll 5.
Yeah, yeah. I mean I could, I guess. Yeah. But you could too, I think, yeah. in certain circumstances. So Light Step is basically getting some advantages on any triggered traps and shit. Master Thief. Perception of 8, agility of 9. Medic, intelligence of 8. Meltdown, perception of 10. Mr. Sandman, agility of 9. Are you a Sandman type? Are you a nighttime person?
Well, I'm not. I'm not there yet.
Not there yet. Moving target, agility of 6.
Nope.
Nope.
Oh, yeah, I am. Agility of 7.
When you take the sprint action, your defense increases by +1 until the start of your next turn.
Hmm.
And... defense is pretty huge in that, like, it's only like 1, 2, or 3, and that 1, 2, or 3 is the skill test to hit them. So you need.
Oh wow!
Yeah, yeah.
So it's pretty easy to hit.
It would seem that way. Yeah.
Hmm.
From what I'm understanding, let's flip right back.
1, 2, or 3. So you have to hit a 1, 2, or 3 to hit them.
So let's see. So this laser turret, a level 5 laser turret, has a defense of 2. You have to get 2 successes. Sorry, did I say target number?
Yeah,
my bad. Yeah. 2 successes. That's,
I was
that's
like,
what
fuck
I meant.
Fuck me, I'm going to die right away.
You need a 2 or lower to hit me.
As long as you're not attacking me with like 8 things anyways. Because like D&D, you could survive that shit. This game, the more that you're up against, it seems like that's a difficulty level everyone added.
Yeah, all the numbers are lower at a glance. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's balanced out for sure. Luck of 7 to get the Mysterious Stranger perk. No. Nerd Rage, intelligence of 8, level 2 or higher. Night Person, perception of 7. Ninja, agility of 8. Nuclear Physicist, intelligence of 9. Pain Train, strength of 9, endurance of 7. Like, that one would be brackish all day long. That's why I looked at this before, and I'm like, I could make brackish and just give them what I think. Pain Train. Paralyzing Palm, strength of 8. Party Boy or Party Girl, endurance of 6 and charisma of 7. You cannot become addicted to alcohol drinks, and whenever you drink an alcoholic drink, you heal 2 HP.
Oh, wow.
Fucking crazy, right? You fucking heal? Give me some more of that.
Mm-hmm. My life is full.
We need, like, the push button drops. Shots. Pathfinder. Perception of 6, endurance of 6. Pharma. Luck of 6. Pickpocket. Perception of 8, agility of 8.
Holy shit.
Picking pockets is not easy, but you can get 3 ranks in it. Piercing Strike, Pyromaniac, Quick Draw, Quick Hands, Rad Resistant, Refractor, Ricochet, Rifleman is something I always tend to grab. That's an agility of 7, level 2 plus. Robotics Expert, Science, Scoundrel, charisma-based, Scrapper, level 3 or higher, which is also just a good in general like, yeah, thing.
When you're getting rid of all your junk.
Yeah. Scrounger, finding the junk. Shotgun Surgeon, Skilled, level 3 plus. Size matters. That's the big gun stuff. Slayer, strength-based, Smooth Talker, charisma-based, Snake Eater. Your poison damage resistance increases by 2. I see. Sniper. That's another one I like. I just like the rifles and the ranged and the sneaking and diving.
Yeah.
Solar powered. Steady aim. Strong back. Tag, which is just tagging more skills. Terrifying presence. Toughness. And there are no Z based skills. Z starting, or skills starting with
There's
Z.
No U either.
And no U in it.
No V's.
So, yeah, there's lots of skills here, and I can see why a person would just sit here and stare at the skills for a while before deciding.
Not me. Fast metabolism.
Nice, nice. Good early on thing.
Rank 1.
And I mean, last step.
So I can't even take another rank in it, so I can wipe that one off the board, and when I hit level 2, look for all new shit.
Yep, yep. Step 5, last step, derived statistics. So you're going to...
So perks and traits, that's the same thing?
Yes. Perks are separated from, like, you gain a trait with your origin, like whatever trait was given to you, your gifted trait.
Oh, okay.
And your perk would have been, perk.
So what was my trait in that? I just
that
wrote,
was your
so
plus
gifted
two.
Gifted is my trait?
Your minus one in luck and your plus two of attributes that you did. Yeah. Derived statistics otherwise, where your carry weight, is 150 pounds plus your strength times 10.
Because, like, down the road, I don't want to grab this sheet and be like, oh, he's got the gifted trait. I can add 2 to these.
Yeah.
I just want to add it already. It's all
May
done.
I direct you to the stream we just did? Yeah. So carry weight, 150 plus your strength times 10. So I think you're looking at 210 total. Damage resistance. Unless there was something from a perk or your trait, we won't note anything now until we look at some equipment.
I'm going to write some pluses in there.
Okay, cool. No. So your defense statistic is the basic difficulty of any attacks made against you. It is based on your agility attribute. If your agility is 8 or less, your defense is 1. If it is 9 or higher, your defense is 2.
Okay.
Straight up. Initiative. Your initiative determines how quickly you act in combat. Add your perception and your agility together. And that's just a hard number. Nice. You do not roll with that.
14. That seems like a steady one to start with.
Nice. Health points. Health points tell you how much damage you can withstand. Your maximum health point total at first level is equal to your endurance plus your luck. Which is weird. Like, plus your luck?
So 13.
I'm gifted, damn it. How much?
13 maximum 13? HP.
Okay. Melee damage. Your melee damage statistic lists any bonus damage you do with melee weapons or unarmed attacks due to having a high strength attribute. If you have a strength of 6 or less, you gain no bonus.
I filled out a 0 right there.
7 to 8 is a plus 1, 9 to 10 is a plus 2, and 11 plus is a plus 3. So you can see the low numbers to add for attacking and stuff. Sorry, that wasn't the last step. Last step is step 6, and it's again picking
armor and shit.
Your equipment. So let's see, because it's relative to what origin you picked. So Wastelander, characters who select either the Ghoul or Survivor Origins may select one of the following equipment packs. I think this is a good time to take a quick little break, let you kind of skim through that instead of me reading it all out, and then we can speak to what you've picked after the break.
So Demmer's 8 minutes.
8 minutes, go poop. Just go poop. I know you're waiting to. So I'll hand that over to you for now, and we'll switch over the stream for like, what, 5 minutes? I'll give you 5 minutes for that. Take a wee and a smoke, and we'll be right back.
After carefully reading, I am going with a mercenary.
A mercenary, eh? I congratulate you on your quick decision.
Yeah, the thing that stuck out with me is I have a note advertising a job in a nearby settlement that offers to pay me 50 caps.
What?
So I have a job.
Oh, okay. That plays into what I had going on already. Because I had some predetermined stuff there last night that I lost. I deleted. Not on purpose. Cool. All right. So where can I write that over here? I think that's on the wrong page. Like, I don't know. I thought I opened the right form fillable sheet, but apparently I didn't. That's okay, because you're going to leave that sheet here with me, and I'm going to fill this out and send you the digital copy, and then you're going to print off like 20 copies and then hide them all around your house so that in case we lose it, you'll be like, oh, there it is.
So there's some information I need for you on the mercenary. How many caps does he start with?
Ah, okay. So under the Wastelander, being a ghoul or survivor, I'm really, you know, sad that you didn't pick ghoul. Survivor.
I thought about it.
So, you receive the following equipment. Tough clothing, which... So, okay, I did speak to this setting being...
Canvas.
North of the border here in Canada land. So, yeah, canvas, right? Or, like, Carhartt style, yeah. Or, like, just straight up...
I like Carhartt. I got that at home, so.
The, what is it? The...
How much does that
Canadian
weigh?
Tuxedo?
No, Canadian tuxedo? Denim?
Yeah. Oh, there's no weight. Well, actually, it's probably... So there's a massive amount of tables in this book regarding weight and all that stuff. We can fill that shit out later. So tough clothing, a leather armor chest piece, or a leather armor arm and leather armor leg piece. Your choice as to which arm and leg.
I'm going to take the chest piece.
Okay. Leather armor chest piece. Again,
because I feel like it's heavier damage if I get hit in the chest than it is in my arm
or
my leg.
I think you're right. It did already speak to being able to pick the torso for more damage. One melee weapon from the following: a machete, a baseball bat, or a tire iron. And I think you should go off instinct and not stats with
tire iron.
Sure.
Yeah.
At least you have like some function with a tire iron. You know what I mean? Just imagine fucking Duper Pulowski.
Nailed it.
Like he's like bent over something and he's like working on something and he hears something from behind. Ah. And he goes, hey, stay back. No sudden movements, punk. Or I'll bust your fucking face in. Okay. After that, one ranged weapon from the following: a good old 10mm automatic pistol, a .44 pistol, a hunting rifle, or a bolt action pipe gun.
I think the hunting rifle.
Yeah, and I think pipe guns actually have the unreliable trait to where they like have a chance of breaking.
Oh yeah.
But they're also like you can fix them again and again and again, sort of thing.
So I picked the .44 caliber.
Man, I like that idea that, like, you have this pipe gun that you can just fix and fix and fix and fix, but it breaks, like, all the time.
Well, I feel like they're easy to find.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Yeah. So, like, that's why I'm going with the .44. It's probably a single shot.
Yeah, probably a six shooter or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, typical. But, okay, .44 pistol.
.44 cal pistol.
Nice. And, again, I'll say it again and again. The setting to this place is Canada. Like, and I just like Alberta, BC area.
Because this is a gun I probably have. Like, I don't have pistols, but like, you know what I mean?
Like something you could see yourself having.
So,
having.
Quantity on that.
So 10 plus 5 damage dice rounds of ammunition for the chosen ranged weapon. So you get to roll some dice now.
Ooh, five what? D6s?
Five D6s, and we will use, so what is this? Yeah, five damage dice. So it's got these dice. Maybe you have to roll an effect, and then you have to get the faces for an extra one, because they are hard to get. It has the face up. That's the only other thing I can really think of on the fly that it would mean. And you get to roll five of those dice.
So and each one's only worth one.
Each one's only worth one. Oh, you got it. Didn't roll them in the tray, yo. nobody gets to see that. Okay, good. You rolled the same amount.
It was the exact same thing. Wow.
And you get to roll one more, so... There's 12 shots.
Okay.
I think that's what it would mean.
So these count for nothing?
Plus five. Like, usually it's an effect that comes into play. Like, they are hard to come by. I would think that's...
Okay.
Eh, You know, he could just take 10.
Or it could take 10 plus 5. Like
that's true. That's true.
We'll go with this. We'll go with this, and then we'll see how it happens.
Okay.
We'll do some
If I learn different, we'll give it to you. After the rounds for the ranged weapon, a note advertising a job in a nearby settlement that offers to pay 50 caps. That is a good DM note. Job for 50 caps.
50 caps.
Job for 50 caps. That's no small amount. Got to write into that. And 15 caps.
There it is. I'd like to use my caps to buy more 44 ammo. Yeah, we'll see. 12's enough for now. I'll kill a couple things with that, I'm sure.
If your character's equipment pack includes a personal trinket, you can create your own or roll on the table below for inspiration. And I don't think it said trinket anywhere in Meow. Nope.
Okay.
I still like the idea of giving you a trinket, only because you're all by yourself. And so it says, these trinkets hold particular sentimental value for your character, and once per quest outside of combat, you can have your character spend a few moments looking at the trinket, thinking about what it means to them. If you do, you regain one luck point. So.
Is it a d20?
You know it is.
You know what? Let's use this big bastard.
Better put it in the tray.
Listen to this thing. 15.
15. A broken eyeglasses. That sounds pretty suiting for Pulowski. Duper Pulowski. Broken eyeglasses. Maybe it's like one of those, not a kaleidoscope.
That'll help with my backstory, too. Like, there's definitely that's going to be a thing.
There's something there. That's awesome. Okay, so after that, so tag skill items. You have items relative to your tag skills that you've got. So your tag skills mark out your character's areas of expertise and are the skills you rely on most to make your way in the world. Thus, you get tools to reflect that. Each tag skill you selected during character creation, you gain the items listed in the table. So what were your tag skills again?
Lockpick, sneak, and survival.
So lockpick. You have 4 plus 2 die of bobby pins. 5 bobby pins. What was the next one, sorry?
Bobby pins. Like I can call them, they're lock picks, right?
Bobbies.
It's funny because even in the game, they're called lock picks. Like in the video game, it's lock picks.
No, they're called bobby pins.
I swear they're lock picks. Maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah, they're bobby pins. Okay. Yeah, they're bobby pins. Sneak, you get 1 dose of Calmex. I'm assuming that just grants you some modifiers on your skill test for stealth. I'm assuming. Calmex, Calmex.
I figured.
And then survival was the last one?
Yep.
2 purified water and 1 iguana on a stick. And then it's got starting equipment at higher levels for reference, but we don't need to reference that. Yeah, and then it just gets into some of the rule sets and stuff. So, with all that said, how do you feel about your character?
He's weak.
He's weak?
But I feel like level 1's meant to be weak.
Should have been a super mutant.
Ain't doing too much sneaking as a super mutant. Like, I feel just like, as lone survivor trying to be the fighter, which a super mutant to me is a fucking poor choice.
Yeah. You get into fights all the time.
And you're causing all this ruckus. And I'm trying to do the opposite.
So how do you see this character then? Duper Pulowski.
Very antisocial. Like he's stayed his way away. That's why he doesn't have any bartering or he did take, or he's got no speech skills or anything like that, right? He's just, he's been by himself for a long time.
Yeah.
Barely getting by, and now he wants to better himself. Barely getting by, nearly dying all the time. He is focused on, his dad was a farmer, but even though he's dead now, he took the initiative to store water and set up his own type of vault underneath their barn kind of thing.
Okay.
And the only thing he has left to him is his fucking spectacles, his glasses, okay, which he really reflects on when it comes to, like, you know, bettering himself or right. wanting to be ahead of the curve.
I want
to
see the eye through the eyes of my father.
Yeah. So he really puts those on when he's really trying to see what his next move is yeah. and stuff like that.
Yeah. Oh, okay. That's yeah. pretty cool. Just yeah. to reflect on what his next move yeah. is.
What would my dad do?
You know? Is that the voice for this guy?
Maybe. What would my father do? It could be. It could stick.
I don't think you've ever had the best opportunity to use that voice. This might be the perfect opportunity.
Oh, God. Where's my glasses? Okay.
He puts on the most broken-ass glasses you can see.
Stupid duper Pulowski, my father.
All right, I had beer in my mouth. And he said, my dad's name is Super Duper Pulowski. My name's just Duper Pulowski.
You know, it's like he used to be SD Pulowski, like something junior, but it's not. It's Super Duper. And now I just dropped the S. Because you know my dad's not around, so I'm just duper.
Yeah, you gotta be tough in this wasteland, right? You gotta maybe, just to be, because you're not very charismatic.
Plus, like duper has that whole other side of it.
A duper
to
yeah.
dupe somebody,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
So like, and he's sneaky and
yeah.
That's
yeah.
kind of how he works it out. So duper has a couple of meanings. There's so many levels to it.
Yeah, yeah. Nice. I can't wait to see how he plays out. That's pretty cool. Thank you so much for joining us today, everyone. We hope you enjoyed our character creation for Duper Pulowski. We hope you join us again soon for his solo adventure within the Fallout universe using the 2D20 system by Modiphius Entertainment. On top of that, I want to let everybody know that we, even though we are ending our run with Rupture and its game system very soon, Fallout will be replacing that spot. We will still be running our ongoing Outbreak Undead campaign as far as it will take us with the Game Master Harold Corbett, Action Ranger for Hunters Entertainment. As well, we are continuing our D&D 5e games with DM Brackish in his setting of Nocidia. We'll also be including more content with the D&D 5e system with myself DMing. We'll be publishing shorter episodes bi-weekly based off past creation episodes revolving around the other planes of existence within the Forgotten Realms. You can go back and take a look at those episodes if you haven't already to get an idea about what is to come with those. But all this, and we're also aiming to bring you one-shot content with games like Vast Grim and the Alien series as well. There is a shit ton to look forward to this year, including our live stream actual play content on Twitch and YouTube alongside some video games when we just want to hang out and meet some new people. Maybe you guys can come and check us out. Say hi sometime on Twitch, YouTube, whenever. We'll look out for those notifications. So go hit those follow buttons wherever you can and stay up to date because we can't wait to see how this all plays out. However you've decided to consume our content, whether that be strictly in audio form here on the podcast or experiencing us in full color on our Twitch or YouTube channels, we thank you for supporting the show. Remember to leave a rate and review when you can and come say hi sometime during a live stream. Hit those follow and subscribe buttons and never miss an episode. There's lots to look forward to and we can't wait to see how it all plays out.